WF Howes presents an unabridged recording of All of You, Every Single One by Beatrice Hitchman, narrated by Sophie Ward and Lara King. Prologue. The lake is freezing. The words gelid, boreal, glacial don't do it justice. Chunks of the whole break away, float and sink. Black oiliness, the consistency of nightmares, impossible to see where you should put your feet. Snow is falling, silent and determined. The beach is quickly smothered. The pebbles, the upturned boat and the reeds become mere grey shapes. The lawn, sloping upwards to the house, glitters. The occupants are in the deep sleep of the very cold. They knew the storm was coming, but the body does not always understand what it's told the first time. The blood retreats in such circumstances to the inner organs. Fingers curl into soft palms. The hair forms a nest around the neck and shoulders. The nursery is different. In this room, the fire burns all night. It's hard enough to get a 3-week-old to sleep without the added complication of the cold. The baby is awake, waving her fists in vague figures of eight, staring up at the woman bending over the crib, who makes a shushing sound, and though the child is too small to understand, or to make out more than the blurred outline of a face, she closes her eyes. An ember from the fire lands on the rug. The woman stares at it as it flares and dies. She picks up the haversack, in which are packed cloth nappies, blankets, some stale bread that won't be missed, and 50 kronen stolen from Herr K's wallet. The baby is gathered up in a bundle of warmth and cloth. She turns to the door, opens and listens, the rasp of the butler's snoring. She spares a thought for him, he has always been kind to her, then walks down the corridor and hesitates at the top of the stairs. The child smacks her lips in the darkness as she creeps on. In the downstairs hallway, she puts the baby very gently onto the carpet runner and goes to accomplish the business of covering her tracks. On her return, she unhooks her coat from the coat rack next to the front door. It is even colder on this level, heat rising as it will. She can feel her fingers stiffening already. She lifts the coat and shrugs it on. An oil lamp has been wavering unnoticed along the corridor from the back of the house. Gold.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?